Yogendra Tunde bathes outdoors as he prepares for a long day at this construction site where he lives with his family in a makeshift shack. Like hundreds of millions of Indians, he's forced to risk their health and work in the record-breaking heat.
Earlier we did masonry of 100 feet, but now we can do only 70 feet. Our contractors often get angry with us because of this. I feel weak and need to rest for a day or two. It's too hot, but if we don't work, what will we eat?
Summer in parts of South Asia arrived early this year. March was the hottest in a century in the region, while April broke several records. Average temperatures are 6 to 9 degrees Celsius above normal. Some areas in New Delhi recently surpassed 49 degrees. Jacobabad in southeast Pakistan reached an all-time high of 51 degrees. Dozens of people have died of heat-related illnesses in Pakistan, while millions are struggling without basic amenities such as access to clean water and electricity.
We haven't seen such a heat wave before. We're worried because our livestock's sick due to the excessive heat. The vegetation's dried up, the water table's going down. We have to use wet clothes to cover ourselves to try to beat the heat.
The extreme heat is damaging crops and threatening to further increase food prices, making the poor even more vulnerable.
When so much of your population is hit in such a big way, the government does not have the fiscal capacity, as simple as that, in these countries. You know, they're that is the biggest and another very big point of vulnerability for this region, along with the climate factors. It's also the economic kind of situation of these regions.
Scorching temperatures have spurred demand for electricity, causing a coal shortage. The Indian government says it will import coal to prevent power cuts.
And it's not just the blistering heat. Experts say global warming is changing weather patterns in the region. While rainfall in northern India has been much lower than normal, the northeast is reeling from heavy rains. At least 10 people have been killed and landslides have cut off basic services for thousands of people. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.